For Arizona Public Media, I'm Leslie Tolbert, Regents Professor Emerita in Neuroscience at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Today, we're pleased to welcome Dimitrios Psaltis, Professor of Astronomy and an expert in theoretical high-energy astrophysics. Thanks for joining us, Dimitrios.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with a lay synopsis, very lay synopsis, of your area of research. How would you describe it?
What I like to do is to explore what Albert Einstein taught us about gravity. What I like to do is take Einstein's predictions and test them against experiments, against observations in our actual universe.
So what particular predictions are you focusing on?
So the theory of general relativity works everywhere. It works for things that happen around our solar system, like the motion of the planets. It works for things that happen in the entire universe, the fact that our universe accelerates in its expansion rate. But more importantly, the strongest predictions are when the gravitational fields are the strongest. And this is the place that we try to explore it using black holes.
You use the Event Horizon Telescope in your work. Tell us about what you're doing there.
One of our wishes for decades was to actually take a picture of a black hole. And that has been an extremely difficult problem because, of course, black holes are exceedingly small and they're very, very far away. So what we did is we combined every single radio telescope in the world into an array that spans the entire globe. And we call that array the Event Horizon Telescope.
So what does looking at a black hole tell you?
The telltale sign of a black hole is the fact that no light escapes from its surrounding. So if I put a black hole in front of a bright region, the black hole is going to leave a silhouette. And the size and the shape of that silhouette will depend entirely on how light moves around the black hole. And therefore, it's something that allows us to probe exactly the predictions of Einstein's theory of general relativity. Einstein's theory of general relativity makes very precise predictions about what is the size and what is the shape of that shadow, the silhouette of the black hole. It tells us, for example, that shape is almost always a near a perfect circle. It doesn't matter how fast you spin the black hole. There are things that cancel each other out and you're left with a perfect circle. And it also tells us that the size of the shadow depends only on the mass of the black hole.
So in that way, by looking at the shape of the shadow, you are testing the general theory of relativity.
Correct. We can actually make a precise quantitative test, not just a qualitative result, is there a shadow or not, but a precise quantitative test of the predictions about the size and the shape of the shadow.
And when you say quantitative test, in a way, you're asking how much could you tweak the general theory of relativity and still get the image that you see?
Actually, we had the image from the observations back in 2017, and we released the image to the world in April 2019. What we didn't know yet is how to translate the size of the shadow that we measured to a wiggle room in the theory.
So it's a huge amount of computation that you've done. And tell us what your result was.
What we did find was the fact that the wiggle room that we have in tweaking the theory of general relativity away from what Einstein taught us is a factor of 500 or 1,000 smaller, tighter than what we knew before with tests that we have done, for example, in the solar system.
Wouldn't Einstein be happy to hear that?
I am not 100% sure. You know, Einstein lived in a time where black holes were not accepted as honest solutions. They were definitely mathematical solutions of the theory of general relativity, but people felt extremely unhappy because black holes actually show where general relativity fails. Everything goes into that singularity in the center where the laws of physics stop existing. And I'm not sure Einstein himself and many people were happy with that idea. It was only after the death of Albert Einstein in the 60s when a number of people started becoming more and more comfortable with the idea that this is a real astrophysical event. And it was from the 60s on the way until the image of the black hole with the Event Horizon Telescope that we have collected enough evidence to say that, look, this mathematical solution of the theory actually describes a real astrophysical object.
Thanks very much, Dimitrios, for sharing with us your insights into the physics of black holes and the theory of general relativity. topics most of us know way too little about. You can hear this and all Arizona Science conversations at azpm.org/Arizona Science. I'm Leslie Tolbert.